Sixth unit, other monuments. The strolling around in the central site of the city is not finishing with the early Christian basilica. Continuing westwards, you will also find the Roman Forum. In its current form, it is a building of the beginnings of the 3rd century AD, with additions of the early Christian period. A huge building stood before at a central spot of the Forum, which was in use from the end of the 4th century AD to the end of the Hellenistic period. The Roman Forum was flanked on its two sides with colonnaded stoae. In its northwestern wing, an imposing complex of buildings was incorporated, which includes bathing establishments and the Nymphaeum, dating at least to the 1st century AD. These buildings have undergone several transformations and additions throughout the years. The Nymphaeum. The Nymphaeum is one of the biggest and the most impressive monuments in its kind in the entire Mediterranean space. It was dedicated to the nymphs, the protectors of water. It consisted of an enormous central edifice constructed with big hewn limestone blocks, which is divided in three parts. The southeastern part being a big apsidal room that constituted the holy place, where most probably the rituals to honour the nymphs were held. The central part and the northwestern part, which consisted of apsed fountains and cisterns, adorned with scallop shells and marble statues. It was built in the 1st century AD, and after successive destructions, remodeling and additions, was completely deserted in the mid-7th century AD, during the Arab Raids period. The House of Achilles. Today, only a part of the house is saved, in the southwestern section of the hill, next to the old Limassol Paphos Road. This is a Roman residence of the 4th century AD, with a central colonnaded courtyard. Many of its rooms are decorated with mosaic floors. The most interesting among them is the mosaic that depicts the scene where Achilles reveals his identity to Odysseus, who is disguised as a merchant, in the courtyard of the king of Scyros, Lycomedes. The excavators assume that this space was used for the reception of distinguished visitors. The House of Gladiators. This is a Roman house, dating to the 3rd century AD, and is situated a few meters east of the House of Achilles. This house has a central courtyard, which is surrounded by galleries and rooms of various uses. This building was destroyed by the earthquakes that affected Kurion in the 4th century AD. The house took its name from the mosaic representations of the gladiators that adorned the central courtyard. Today, two representations are saved. The first depicts a drill of gladiators, while the second appears to represent a fight. The unarmed figure, dressed in rich civilian clothes, represented in the centre, is the referee of the duel. Of particular interest is the fact that on both panels are saved the names of protagonists.